Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Breaking news as I record this podcast. President Trump just posted this jaw-dropping post to Truth Social calling the Jeffrey Epstein case the Jeffrey Epstein hoax, saying it's not real, and trashing what he calls his past supporters who've bought into it, calling them weaklings and saying he doesn't want their support anymore. Trump then repeated his claims that the whole Epstein case, I don't know what this means, the whole Epstein case was made up by Barack Obama and James Comey.
I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey. They were made up by Obama. They were made up by the Biden, we went through years of that with the Russia hoax.
Folks, he keeps saying this, that Comey made up the files. Obama made up the files. Okay, now I'm really confused because I was told there were no files, just a bunch of videos of underage girls with Epstein and nobody else. There are files. Folks, I don't want to talk about this. I know you don't want to talk about this, but there's this huge problem. The top 10 trending stories right now in the country by hits, clicks, likes, you know, we've got that great app that tracks that. 6 of the 10 are about Epstein, Trump, Bondi, Bongino, and Patel. That's a disaster because Donald Trump just came off of two of the best weeks of any American presidency I've ever seen, with maybe the exception of the fall of the Berlin Wall and the collapse of the Soviet Union. And yet, as Mark Mitchell with Rasmussen Polling warned, Trump's approval ratings are in free fall over this Epstein thing.
Well, just talking about his job approval rating, he hit net plus 8 June 15th, and it's been downhill since then, so he's lost 12 points now. He's underwater 4 points. People who've been following us know that we've been putting out a chart pretty much daily that overlays all the presidential net approvals going back to Obama 1. And where I was going into July 4th was I said, well, Trump's probably a day or two away from crossing over Obama's numbers. And where are we now? Donald Trump is crossing under Joe Biden's numbers. And so that's a pretty big reversal in less than a week. And the biggest news, I mean, that I can attribute to this, maybe it's the news that Republican establishment is playing footsie with amnesty because of all the people who love slave labor. But the big one is Epstein, and people keep downplaying it. But this is not about a guy who died in 2019. This is about a representation of two-tier justice and about unaccountable government.
Folks, here's the absolutely bizarre part. Pam Bondi, and she has screwed this thing up, I mean, bigly, that Pam Bondi offered a fall on her sword yesterday. That's what happened, because Donald Trump came out and said, look, told Bondi, release it then. Just release whatever you got if you think it's warranted.
But she's handled it very well, and it's going to be up to her. Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release. Yeah.
He could have just left it there, because like I said, Bondi fell on her sword. She came out yesterday and said, no, I'm not releasing anything else. Okay, cool. We're done here. The onus is off Trump then about this Epstein stuff, and it's back on Bondi. And I breathed a sigh of relief for like 5 minutes. But then this morning, Trump doubled down and trashed us all, or at least those of us who would like to know what Epstein did, who he worked for, and whether he got any compromise on high-profile pedophiles. And folks, if Obama and James Comey somehow made this up, well, Prove it to us. Explain that. Tell us what they had to do with it. Because I got to tell you, folks, nobody's buying this. And trashing your supporters? Listen to this. Talking about the Democrats, their new scam is what we will forever call the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. And my past supporters, have brought into this bullshit. They haven't learned their lesson. And all these people want is the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. Let these weaklings continue forward and do the Democrats' work. I don't want their support anymore. I don't know if he's looked at X lately, but folks, even the most pro-MAGA accounts, the big ones that make excuses for every failing of the Trump administration, there aren't many, but they've always got an excuse. Those people aren't even putting up with this. Folks, this is a three-alarm fire, and I don't understand what he's doing. Ann Coulter took him to the woodshed for saying Epstein, the files were written by Obama, crooked Hillary, Comey, Brennan, and the losers and criminals of the Biden administration. Coulter writes, I'd say Trump did not rape underage girls, but when he slings BS like this, you've got to wonder. And then she points something out. Everything we know about Epstein's teen sex ring comes from the Palm Beach police and the girls themselves. Dems ferociously protected Epstein, a major Democrat donor. She's right. I can remember being very young, filling in on talk radio shows in the early 2000s, and I was holding printouts of those Florida articles in my hands talking about Epstein. Folks, Bush was in office. The idea of Obama wasn't even a senator yet. I'm not following. And folks, right now, hottest story number 6 in the nation, that's out of the top 10, is how the video that supposedly proved that Epstein killed himself, nobody interfered. Yeah. You know how we were told there's a minute missing out of it? And Pam Bondi explained, well, you know, the video automatically resets itself every night. Yeah, that didn't turn out to be true either. Wired was able to go in and collect the metadata, and it turns out 3 minutes were cut out of that video. They were manually cut out of the video. And they can see that because they could tell when it was loaded into the software used to cut it, it was 3 minutes longer. In other words, it was removed. But folks, so that is trending right now. And here's the thing. The original video, we were told by Bondi and crew, was proof that he committed suicide, that he was not interfered with. Well, what we were not told was the two doors that the video focuses on, they weren't Epstein's cell. In fact, you can't even see Epstein's cell in the video because that video camera from the angle where you could actually see the cell, it went out. It wasn't working. The whole thing looks like a massive deception. It's bizarre. And folks, low information voters, I'm telling you what's happening here. This is why his approval ratings are tanking. They're coming to the conclusion he's hiding something. Then this morning, this broke. Headline, FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino still at war with AG Pam Bondi. Demands press conference to set the record straight. He wants her to go do a live press conference and answer all the questions. And look, I get what he's saying because he sees Trump's numbers. He sees he is personally being destroyed. At some point, he's going to need to make a living outside the Trump administration. And he's saying, I'm going to quit the Trump administration if she doesn't do this. Meanwhile, enter Alan Dershowitz. Dershowitz is interesting because he was Jeffrey Epstein's attorney, Donald Trump's attorney. He's been involved in multiple Epstein cases, including ones in which he got to see internal documents regarding the victims that he can't fully disclose, you know, what he saw. But he's also been accused of being an Epstein pedophile. The girls were pimped to him. He cleared his name after one of them accused him. And then she essentially said it was, you know, mistaken identity. She took it back, said it wasn't him. But so he's been smack in the middle of this, okay? He came out last week and said, no, the Epstein documents are real. The Johns are real. There are a lot of them. He said, I've seen them. I've seen the papers. Well, he came out on Chris Cuomo's show about 24 hours ago and said, yeah, all this stuff is real. Epstein wasn't the only one abusing these girls. He was pimping them out. In other words, Pam Bondi is not telling the truth. But he said Trump doesn't have, Bondi doesn't have, Bongino, Cash Patel, they don't have these documents. Take a listen.
Is the government hiding a client list or anything that the Trump administration could release tonight?
No, there is no client list. There never has been a client list. A client list suggests that Jeffrey Epstein made a list of people to whom he trafficked women. What there is a redacted FBI affidavit from accusers. There are several of them. From accusers that accuse Jeffrey, that accuse various people of having improper sex, and that has been redacted. The names of the people accused have been blacked out. Now, of course, because I was the lawyer and I did only investigations, I know who all these people are. I could figure out, based on everything that I saw, who Mr. X is, Mr. Y is, and Mr. Z. I can tell you right now, none of them are public figures who are currently in office. Some of them were previously in office. Some of them are dead. But there is no client list. And the redactions could be undone if you go to court. So many of the things that are being suppressed by two judges in Manhattan. And they're doing it largely to protect the alleged accusers, who are, in the view of the judges, victims, even though we don't know what their actual status is. But the judges have issued orders, which is why I can't disclose things I'd love to disclose, saying that you can't disclose this information. But Pam Bondi and the Justice Department and Donald Trump are not responsible for that. I don't know of any information that they could disclose that they haven't disclosed. Now, maybe there is some, but I'm simply not aware of it. And so I think it's important to place the blame where the blame deserves to be placed. The vast majority of people who are in the files, and I know them all, I've seen all the names, the vast, vast majority of them have already been disclosed. They're in articles all over the world. They're in books that have been written. So if we got everything, you would be shocked how few names are there that haven't already been disclosed. The media hasn't, by the way, done a good enough job in finding the people who have been disclosed in the public record. So that's that list.
If that's true, then why doesn't Trump just say that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why doesn't Bondi just say that? Cash Patel? Even stranger, when Bongino first objected to this a few days ago, the deputy head of the Department of Justice came out and said, look, Bongino and Cash Patel signed off on this memo. They agreed to all of this, and now they're backtracking after the country doesn't like it, or at least Bongino is. Bongino didn't dispute that. So what is Trump thinking? Bill O'Reilly, remember him from Fox News? He still does a program. He says he had a personal conversation about this with Donald Trump back on St. Patrick's Day.
I talked to President Trump man to man, eye to eye on St. Patrick's Day about this and the Kennedy files and the King files. It was all one conversation. And he said, and I agree, there are a lot of names associated with Epstein. It had nothing to do with Epstein's conduct. They maybe had lunch with him or maybe had some correspondence for one thing or another. If that name gets out, those people are destroyed because there's not going to be any context. Media doesn't care about context. So you can't do that. You can't destroy human beings by putting out the files, whatever they may be.
That has the sound of truth to it because it sounds a lot like something Trump said himself before the election.
Would you declassify the 9/11 files?
Yeah.
Would you declassify JFK files?
Yeah.
Would you declassify the Epstein files?
Yes, I would. I think that less so because, you know, you don't know. You don't want to affect people's lives if it's phony stuff in there because there's a lot of phony stuff with that whole world. But I think I would.
Do you think that would restore trust? Help restore trust?
Yeah, I don't know about Epstein so much as I do the others. Certainly about the way he died. It would be interesting to find out what happened there because that was a weird.
Folks, Trump was never gung-ho about doing this. You know what this is starting to sound like for me? If you're gaming this out, remember when Senator Marsha Blackburn grilled the director of the FBI on when he was going to release the Epstein flight logs? He did not deny that he had them. Essentially, everybody who's ever, you know, ridden on the Lolita Express. Marsha Blackburn got the idea to demand this of the FBI. She's never been able to get it from the Epstein victims and their attorneys who've been multiple times in her office. She's been strangely quiet about this whole thing. Well, she made Ray try to get Ray to promise to release them. He wouldn't. Now, let's think about this. They seem pretty convinced. By the way, Ray didn't deny again that he had that stuff. Well, who's going to end up in that? Trump will. Trump's name's going to end up in that. We know that. There's dozens and dozens of pictures of him with Epstein. Interestingly, they're not like Prince Andrew pictures. He's not with underage girls in these pictures. He's just with Epstein or just with Ghislaine Maxwell. And in all of the pictures, they're in a crowd. They're in a group. Okay, now game this out. Suppose it comes out. There's supposed to be about 166 of these guys. That's what the word is. We'll see. Suppose this comes out. I mean, short of having a video or a photo of one of these guys with a girl, as in sexually abusing an underage girl, especially with the time that's passed, again, I don't think you could prosecute him. Here's the thing. Low information people in the public are going to want him prosecuted, even though that might not be passable. And if Trump's name is on the list, which we know, again, he's at least going to be on the flight manifest. There's a picture of him on the plane with Epstein. People will then say, aha, Trump's not prosecuting because he's on the list. He doesn't want to go to prison. Again, I believe that this was the sex trafficking operation. I believe it was to collect compromise on people. I truly believe that. And also believe if they had it on Trump, they'd have used it by now. But I also believe that there is no way in heck the deep state and whoever handled Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein and all the pedophile Johns, there's no way they're going to let that compromise fall into Donald Trump's hands. I don't think he has it. And you know what? He should just explain this to people. Release what you got and say, look, there's a ton of innocent people in here. We don't have proof they did anything. If we did, we'd prosecute them. I think total disclosure at this point is the only way to save yourself. But folks, that leaves just one more bizarre, and I mean bizarre, question, situation. Nobody laid it out better than Megyn Kelly. Did Pam Bondi set Trump up here? I mean, maybe she didn't do it on purpose. But when you put together all of her actions, soliciting attention on this, doing interviews, promising to release all this Epstein stuff, it's weird. I mean, fuck, this wouldn't even be a problem if she just never said anything. Here's Megyn Kelly.
And on top of all that, you've got the Bondi statements. She was asked specifically about the client list, and she said, it's on my desk right now. Then a week later, she promised Jesse Waters she was about to dump some sort of information dump that we were all going to be really interested in. The next day was the influencer debacle at the White House, where for some reason she invited some of the president's most loyal supporters and tried to humiliate them by giving them Epstein file marked binders, which had nothing new in them. It was all publicly released information that had already been out there. Then she acted indignant. She didn't know it was the sleazy FBI who had withheld the real documents from her. She was going to get to the bottom of it. Then she said a further release would come. One did not come. Then she was caught on tape saying there are tens of thousands of kiddie porn or child pornography material that we found, which again is like a third issue over here. And next thing we know, there's no there.
Or so we're told. But here's the problem, folks. Have you noticed Republicans are much better to Trump in this administration than the last one? Yeah, everything he wanted to do in the last administration, Republicans were going on air undermining him. Now it's just Democrats. There's a reason for that. When you're over 50% approval, sometimes as high as 55, you're untouchable. You get back down into the mid-40s, where he spent most of his last presidency, mid to low 40s, you're going to have pushback. In other words, this continues to erode his support. Republicans will get bolder and bolder and bolder. He's got to stay at or above 50% just to get his agenda through Congress without Republicans doing a turn on CNN every time he tries to do something. This is a problem, and they need to figure out a way out of it fast.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.